This is a story about a South Fork Salmon River logging road and what it means to be a good ancestor. And this is the story of a river, a road, and a fish. The river is the South Fork of the Salmon. More specifically, it is the stretch of the South Fork of the Salmon River that begins in a meadow named Stoley until it joins the Seasash River beneath my favorite bridge. Bridge that curves in a way to suggest it is hugging the river, that curves like a comma, asking drivers to pause as they cross, to pause and look into the water below. Look in as if there are answers there to our important questions. Look in because there are answers there. This bridge is not on the road that the story is interested in, but the road and the bridge and the fish that swim in the river are all on the way to the trail where the story begins. The trail, like the river, like the fish, predate white settlement. Yet it was worn by human feet. It is kept up now by hooves and paws. And on a day in late May of 2022, it knows the tread of my own soles, following the tread of my partner, the paws of my two dogs, and the notion of wonder. On this day, the hill we climb is golden with arrowleaf balsam root. I have known many flowers, but the balsam root, to my knowing, is most companionable. Iris of gold, pupil of earth, I am never alone when I'm walking among them. Each greeting me from beside the trail, each eye watching my step, giving me glimpses in the soil that is the soul of all beings. Looking now into those brown eyes, I see ancestors, human and greater than, every being whose bone and ash fed the balsam root's bloom, fed the others that grow here too, fed the deer whose body fed my own. Once, before I stopped picking flowers, I tucked a stem behind my ear and for a moment gained another sight. In that moment, seeing through the soil color and gilded eye, I saw what I think I can call immutability. For a moment, I knew what was meant by the words, "Look to the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, nor do they spin." And for a moment, I toiled not, nor spun as well. But this morning, the one of our story, the one after I stopped picking flowers, choosing instead to hold them with my own eyes, sometimes a lens, let them grow and flourish to be breakfast for deer or vole, or just remain in poetry as the place where sunrises are born. This morning, I greeted them as I toiled up the steep trail, the very old trail, with my dogs, my man, and the song of robins above me, and the river and salmon below. To know the landscape of the South Fork of the Salmon River, hold your hands at heart level, palms down, spread the fingers of one hand and then the other and weave them together, stopping at your first knuckle. Here is where the river winds through, still cutting the canyon that holds it. And there, between your fingers, are the drainages. We can name a few now. But know that names are mutable and they have had many and may have many to come. But today, let's call them Buckhorn and Camp and Phoebe and Nasty. And if you can imagine the landscape of your hands as big as mountains, like the Salmon River mountains that hold the South Fork of the Salmon River, you will see how steep your fingers have become. What a travail it may be to get to the back of your hand. Ah, but what a gift the summit will be when you get there. The view notwithstanding, the back of your hand becomes a place to hope for, an easier walk, a rest. This is where we are headed, the back of your hand that is the summit and the ridge. Though, for the sake of our story and the stories yet to come, let's not name the drainage we walk, nor the creek that runs through it. Forgive my lie of omission, but trails like the one we are taking to the back of your hand are best left unnamed. Just as some wishes are left unspoken, if you want them to come true. This morning, the air is cool. It will rain. This, my partner, the fish biologist, tells me is salmon weather. And yes, there are salmon in the South Fork of the Salmon River, or soon they will be. And they are part of the story of river and road. But for the sake of the story, let's say they are more than salmon. Let's say they're a symbol for all life in the river, from steelhead to sculpin, mussel to lamprey. And the weather matters greatly to this story, particularly that it is salmon weather. Because salmon weather means rain, and rain means that from the top and sides of the hills that we see in your hands, water will flow down, down, down into the streams and the sea sesh, and down into the South Fork of the Salmon River that flows down to the main Salmon River itself and is passing now, not too far from here, in a river called the Clearwater, which joins the Columbia and then the Pacific. And somewhere in that salinate water, right now, spring Chinook are turning their bodies east, turning their bodies back to fresh water, and carrying within those bodies food for the balsam root, and black bear, and even the ponderosa, carrying life in its myriad forms, in eggs or milt, carrying life back to the South Fork of the Salmon River. The salmon are carrying this life and their own story as they make their way upstream, a travail not like the short and simple walk up the drainage of our hands, but one that must overcome dams, resist currents, jump falls to come to the headwaters where our story and the river began. Spring rain, spring snow, runoff, water. The banks of the creeks fill, even only if slightly. They rise in the sea sesh and the South Fork of the Salmon and the Main and so on down the line and in times before the dams, before man opened gates, was gatekeeper to passage. The rising water made it easier for the salmon to maneuver around boulders, over falls, and make their way up thin streams and wrist-like tributaries to that place where even now lie the eggs that will soon hatch and the bodies that will grow and grow. And eventually, this salmon weather will be the spring water they ride down, passing us, passing their ancestors, passing the story on to a new generation. There is something else about the rain. When it falls, as soon it will, on the ridge and the drainage and the trail which we walked on that early May morning, it will loosen the soil. Snow knows this too. And that soil and rain will let go some small bits of earth, which will roll down the hillside, past the arrow leaf and lodgepole, to an old dirt road. And this is where our story may have stopped, because in this landscape and this story, the road begins to complicate things, like dams. It begins to disrupt a natural order, the downward movement. It disrupts relationship between slope and rain and river and fish. It is as if mid-stride, mid-step, me and the dogs and the fish biologist named Caleb freeze. As a photograph stills a moment, but it is more complicated than that. And yet it is also like pausing life because those hillsides, like the salmon turning east in the Pacific, like me giving you this story, are meant to give something to the river,